has been a very exciting day so far. We hope you have found the information we have presented very useful. Up next, I would like to introduce David from our market intelligence team and our risk management experts in cotton, Andy from our U.S. agriculture team based in Chicago, and Victor from our grains team in Brazil, talking from Mato Grosso.
It's great being with you, Andy, and you, Victor, here today to begin our discussion. One of the main market topics we'll have to discuss for 2023 for commodities as a whole will be China's reopening, and cotton is no exception. So I'd like to begin our debate today asking about your perspectives, or, for example, how soon can we expect market to be affected? How soon can we expect imports to rise up? And who will likely take the lion's share of the Chinese market? Thank you.
Thanks, David. It's good to be here today. Speaking of China, regarding cotton, China is historically the number one importer of cotton. The United States is historically the number one exporter of cotton. As China begins to reopen, we look for a resurgence in demand for raw cotton. In early January of 2022, I began hearing about Chinese mills and Chinese merchants inquiring for U.S. cotton again after a long doldrum, so to speak. Then during January, we saw China emerge as the number one importer and purchaser of U.S. cotton on the U.S. weekly export sales reports. So I think we already have some evidence that China, with regard to U.S. cotton at least, is their demand is coming back, and maybe in a very big way.
And Victor, what do you agree with Andy? Do you see that same prospects? And how will Brazil's crop be affected by China's reopening?
Well, first of all, thanks Thais and David for having me. Thanks Andy to share the screen panel with you. Well, I do totally agree with Andy. No, it's all about to what extent China demand will come more or less aggressive. And worldwide markets and global trade has paying too much attention to this upcoming looming China comeback to the market, especially because global demand seems to be a little kind of dormant. So we have seen throughout latest wage estimates that global cotton domestic consumption, worldwide consumption is altering. We are about to see the second lowest the global demand within the span of not nearly 10 years. And now it's all about until China come back, market will pay a closer attention to supply side fundamentals. And now drivers from the supply side tends to add or reduce weather risk premium, especially here in Brazil, along as corn and NYBOT corn futures over New York Board of Trade.
Yeah, and in this topic of supply, I have a question for Andy. So Andy, how do you see United States perform when you talk about cotton whack rate? Do you see any possible reduction or losing ground in this next crop?
Yes, as a matter of fact, many experts across the United States and analysts are looking for a dramatic reduction in U.S. cotton acreage. Traditionally, cotton in the southeast United States competes with peanuts and corn to a lesser extent. In the mid-south, it competes mainly with corn and soybeans. And in the Texas area, it competes mainly with corn and to a lesser extent, wheat. Across the board, cotton forward prices are below the cost of production. So with, in some cases, 4 to 5 cents below the cost of production versus corn and soybean and wheat prices a year ago, cotton has not made any advances, and these competing crops are actually more favorable financially for the farmers. So there are some people who are looking for U.S. cotton acreage where it was around 12 million acres last year to fall possibly below 10 million acres.
And in Brazil, we have a quite different situation, right, Victor, with government agencies like CONAB or the USDA expecting higher acreage, higher yields, and thus higher production. And one of the main drivers of this said expected yields would be the weather, which has not, so far not been so disappointing. And that being said, what are your expectations for Mato Grosso's crop? Do you agree with that, with those estimates?
Right on, David. Well, just taking in a little bit of attention now and come from south, okay? So market switch attention for Mato Grosso crop. So as we have seen ways in CONAB, it's kind of just converging for the same forecast in terms of Brazilian overall cotton production for 22-23 season, which planting progresses is getting underway along Brazilian car producing states. But the issue is not about acreage and yield expectation anymore. For sure, we had especially in late December, early January, we had such pretty good scenario, especially because we have a pretty timely first season soybean crop planting, which allowed the farmers to harvest that on time and have a second winter crop, especially in cotton, in a timely inside the ideal planting window here in Brazil, which generally ends at the end of January. So now we have some issues. We do have some problems because so far as that farmers managed to have a timely planting in the second cotton crop. Let's set apart some scenarios here in Brazil. Brazil overall cotton production is divided between the summer crop, okay, the summer cotton crop and the winter cotton crop. In summer cotton crop, we have the lion's share and the bulk of cotton production being leaded by northeast Brazil, especially Bahia, which amounts to roughly 600,000 metric tons yearly. The last but not the least, I mean, is the major cotton producer and driver here in Brazil, which is Mato Grosso, the heartland of agriculture in Brazil. Mato Grosso itself amounts to nearly 2/3 of the entire cotton crop. That's very substantial. So when you talk about Brazilian cotton crop, you're talking about Mato Grosso, Midwest, Brazilian cotton crop, because Mato Grosso itself is about to harvest its second largest crop ever in the span of 5 years. That just printed for sure a pretty optimism among farmers that yields could be better and they ramp up in acreage. Acreage here in Brazil for second crop competes directly versus corn. So when you talk about cotton, you must look at corn acreage because they are going to compete against each other to see which will take the lion's share. And cotton for sure has a better revenue potential here in Brazil, and that has led since the past 5 years to farmers to switch corn acreage to cotton. But okay, that's really happening here in Mato Grosso. Mato Grosso will have its largest acreage ever. So now it's all about yield, because we had from a timely planted first crop soybean planting to some lagging in harvest delay. Now, overall soybean harvest delay in Brazil is pretty substantial. Brazil has already harvested something like 5% of its entire crop. Mato Grosso is like 20 points behind since last years. And what we have seen that now is that the more soybean harvest delay we are seeing, the more cotton planting delay we are seeing. And now cotton planting here in Mato Grosso is around 54% of its acreage, which is nearly 2 points behind 21-22 season. And now this is plugging and adding some risk premium over domestic cash market basis and to a last extent over New York Board of Trade Futures.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Andy and Victor, for the great insights. Now I'll leave it with Thais to continue our webinar.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. It was great insights from the cotton market. So it's important to keep track of the main macroeconomic aspects, as you highlighted. So West and China, namely inflation, economic growth, while also paying attention to oil prices, mainly textiles. When you talk about supply, as highlighted by Vitor, the weather in Brazil, Mato Grosso State, has so far played along, but any sudden change could be very impactful for the country's promised cotton crop. Before we move on to our last season of the day, I kindly ask you once again to complete our succession survey. You can scan the QR code on the screen. Your feedback will help us to make next events even better.